matter where you are, you are being watched. In today's world, no one is off the grid. Existing in the modern world has been forever changed. What's out there?
What's out there?
Most people don't want to know, but you are about to get clued in. This is Patriot Games.
Patriot Games.
We'll explore different intelligence, techniques, spycraft, and the latest cutting-edge technology that will blow your mind. We'll introduce you to pros who've spent careers in the intel community with incredible stories. We'll expose it all. Welcome to Patriot Games. And now your host, Greg Phillips.
Welcome to Patriot Games. This is Greg Phillips. I'm your host, and we have a great lineup for you today. My friend Melody Jennings is going to join us. Melody is running a group called Clean Elections USA. She started this thing from scratch, absolutely nothing a couple months ago, and now she has 1,500 people that are lining up, getting trained, getting ready to deploy some technologies and watch the drop boxes, frankly. So 2,000 meals, I think we exposed enough to for everyone to be just a little bit concerned about the cheating that's going on. Of course, we all know that the surveillance cameras around those drop boxes are either non-existent or completely nonsense. But Melody and I met. She came to a couple of events that I was doing in Alabama. She went to drove all the way here from North Carolina and spent a little bit of time with me at an event in Pelham. The next day, she came to an event that I was doing at a church in Montgomery, where I'm from. And we've gotten to be friends. She came to the pit and is really a powerhouse in the organization of everything. She's absolutely fearless. She's smart. She understands what needs to be done here. She understands that we can't suppress the vote. We can't do things that are in any way illegal. We're going to work with Melody to coordinate with sheriff's offices in the local jurisdictions where she has people getting eyes on this process. And with that, I want to introduce you to my friend Melody Jennings. Melody, welcome to Patriot Games.
Great. It's so good to be here with you.
I am just so happy that you and I have gotten to be friends over these last few months. For those of you that don't know, Melody reached out to us after Mules and literally got in her car and drove to Alabama to come to a couple of events that I was doing, one in Pelham and one at a church down in Montgomery where I grew up. And she was kind enough to sit through the whole thing and just listen. But what I think the real story about you, Mel, is that you're like fearless. I mean, you're the type of person, you know, coming into these election integrity fights that I think the Patriot groups need. So what is it that brought that fear, that fearlessness to your demeanor?
You know, I pretty much have experienced some fearful times in my own life and persevered through those. And the types of situations that I walked through that I never thought that I would ever walk through anything. I grew up in a wonderful, safe environment, a godly home, and just a beautiful surrounding, and then just ended up on the deep end and some serious, scary stuff. And to be honest, I didn't know if I'd live through it. And when you're like that, And your life is actually in danger. My life, my children's lives, we were all three in danger. And when God saves you from something that's that intense, you come out on the other side feeling a little fearless, like, okay, this is nothing. And I know it's not nothing. However, I believe God is preparing me for this to know that He is, that we are protected, that, you know, when we step out and do what He's asked to do, He's got cover for us. And that's really ultimately what it is for me, is I know that I'm answering him. I'm in lockstep with him. If I wasn't, sure, I'd have every reason to power down, but I feel his push and his presence as we are working to save this country. And I want to give that to other people, that courage. Yeah. Courage. Let me just say this about courage. Courage is not something that you want to ask for.
Indeed.
If you have courage, that means you got to go through hell.
So. Yeah, exactly right. And you're really, I think an amazing inspiration to those of us that know your story and those that are about to know your story. So one of the initiatives that you just took on your own, I don't know if it's because of Mules or after you saw Mules or you were already thinking about it, but you went and just on your own just started an organization. So tell us how you started Clean Elections USA and what you're trying to accomplish. And then let's get into what Patriot Games is all about and how can we be sure that the two of us and our teams are in lockstep during these elections.
Yeah, it was April 17th, which I didn't, I wasn't completely aware of the significance of 17 at the time, and it was before Mules. I think there were little teasers that were out about Mules, going to hit the airwaves soon. And I just remember I was in a position of having a lot of time on my hands and really getting into the Truth Social space and loving it, and then getting real quick frontled with, great, we're all just passing around the same information, and I'm seeing, what some people think is new information 5 days after it's dropped, and we're not really doing anything. I hadn't met you yet. Of course, Mules hadn't come out yet. But I just had this sense of anger, and I remember the moment, the place I was sitting, and it just came out of me, but we're their boss. I'm their boss. I feel helpless. Like, I can't do anything. I'm just, your average Main Street, girl next door with, no stake and, no irons in the fire. But I just went out on Truth and said, hey, what can we do? I had the thought, literally the next thought was, why are you asking somebody else to do you? And I said, okay, fine, I'll come up with it. And just that quick, those pictures that were going through my mind that y'all and Dinesh were putting out, and I said, that's something we can do. Just like people, it sounded really simple to me. But let's put 10 people in. And it literally started there. And a guy on Truth Social said, "Hey, this has legs to it. I'd like to give you a link for people to sign up." And I literally, Greg, I was going out on an Excel spreadsheet and trying to write somebody's name and what state they were from, and that was not sustainable.
So how many people are signed up with you now? Yeah.
I've got 1,800 people across the nation.
How many?
Ones who have signed up.
How many?
Almost 1,500.
Wow. That's amazing. It's really incredible. So what is the primary goal, for you and your team of 1,500?
Primary goal is to, for these mules, we're not going to break any laws. There's not going to be any electioneering or suppressing. We'll abide by law in every state because we're law-abiding citizens. We're here to stop the ones who aren't. And by just being present, and I'm glad you asked this question, because there's a lot of, I think the biggest question that people ask, well, there's two big questions, but one of the two big questions people ask is, why don't you just put cameras on there? And it's a great question. However, it's an after the result. And you and I both know how that's gone. I mean, look what happened in Maricopa County with Ronovich when you told him, hey, you've got this information. And what was it, two or three times that he said, I've never seen it, never gotten it. And then he just squashed it, and in Georgia, how many millions of hours of surveillance tape just went missing?
Yeah. And the frustrating part about that to us, frankly, is that, for these chief law enforcement officials, these attorneys general and others in these states that are saying, well, you didn't give it to us, or please give us the video, or give us this, or give us that. Like, this is their job, right? I mean, what's the point of the surveillance video if no one's ever going to look at it? our view of this is that no one ever intended to look at this, whether it be law enforcement or the local election officials or anybody else. The few that did actually put up cameras that produced a useful output, whether it be, you know, high enough resolution where you can actually see something, or the timers were properly set so that we could see the metadata or we could find out what was underneath it. There were so few of those. I mean, it's like, I think 2% of the drop boxes around the country really had useful and usable data in them and useful and usable video in them. But the reality is, in the places where we had them, why are they asking us for it? Why are they saying, well, you didn't give us the video, or you didn't do this, or you didn't do that? Our question is, why didn't you do it? It's your job. We're just citizens. We're just regular people who happen to go out and put out a bunch of open records requests and bring in a bunch of data or bring in a bunch of video, and then realize, oh my gosh, we need to match it up with this geolocation data. But these people that this is their job, that are taking walks on this, it's one of the most maddening things of my life. Maricopa County in particular, we asked for the Dropbox video on all of the Dropboxes, Mel, all of them. We got one back, one Dropbox worth of video back. And on that video, and I'll post a screen cap of how this actually looks in real life. But the video camera was about 40 yards, so 120 feet from the Dropbox. And there was a tent. So it was supposed to be a drive-by kind of a thing, but people were getting out of their cars, walking up and pushing it in there when no one was, or pushing the ballots in when no one was there. But because of the way the camera was set and the tent was set, you couldn't see the drop box. So you could see the legs of someone walking out of the parking lot, walking up to the drop box, putting something in the drop, or we assume putting something in the drop box, but you couldn't see it. So even in the cases where there was decent video, These people, you know, were so shameless that they blocked it with a tent. Anyway, it's just incredibly maddening. But it's also the reason why your group is so important. We have to get eyes on these drop boxes, guys. We have to do it. While they still exist and they're still in this place, we have to get eyes on the drop boxes. But even more than that, we have to get eyes on this process. It's the process that's broken, everything end to end. Whether it's working in the polls or getting eyes on these drop boxes like you and your team are doing, Mel, that we as a movement cannot expect just to be able to vote and that's enough. You have to vote and work. Just voting is not enough anymore.
It's not. And you know, I'm glad that you brought that up. What they're doing is they're trying to create a false sense of security with the videos. Like, there's nothing to see here, folks. We've got you covered. It's a grift. It really is. And the thing that we're doing is saying, fine, if you're going to grift us, if you're going to manipulate us, we're going to take this into our own hands. And having 10 people around a box, first of all, ensures safety. You know, when you show up in a number of 10, you know, hiding is not going to come up to a pack. You know, he's going to go try to drop one. So we're not doing any of that. But also, we've already seen in Maricopa at primaries, I actually have reports of my team sitting around boxes out there and them seeing in the shadows people trying to approach these boxes and then seeing the group in the, you know, late hours. So we already have proof that it's working. They don't doxed. They don't want to be seen. And one of the other things that a lot of people bring up to me is, well, I just started an Antifa style riot and, you know, and get crazy. And I'm like, no, they don't want to be caught red handed with a bunch of ballots in their hand or they want to do this on the sly. You see in Mule where they're coming up to these boxes that are completely deserted in the middle of the night and they're still craning their necks looking around to make sure nobody's watching them. Right. So, you know, the point is we've got a good strategy. We've got people who are willing to come out and watch the boxes and protect our vote. Without our vote, we're not anymore.
So one of the most important things of the Fusion Center and of our ability to grab election intelligence on a real time basis is the acquisition and ingestion of the reports of the data. It's really was the heart and soul of what started Mules. We started getting reports from people in South Yuma County in Arizona that said, hey, this is happening. And they called and they called and they called. And then we started receiving reports. We noticed with the same type of pattern from Fulton County and DeKalb County and Gwinnett County. And now, then all of a sudden we started hearing Wisconsin and goodness knows there were reports coming out of Detroit and Philadelphia and everywhere else. The most important initial piece to make all this work is our ability to communicate with you and your team. So you and I creating a comms mechanism is really important. At the Pit, we introduced a couple different types of technologies. One of which we need to get in the hands of all of your 1,500 people. And that is a means to protect themselves and their own communications mechanism. So we have that. It's called StratusX. Our next podcast after this one, I think this is episode 9, and then episode 10, I think, is going to be StratusX, or the other way around. But that will help protect your people. It'll help protect your people on the ground. The bad guys won't be able to track them, and we'll be able to be a lot more effective and capable of ensuring that your people are not exposed or aren't doxxed or whatever else that happens. But getting that data or getting the video or the reports or whatever, I know you guys have tested some tech that's out there during the primaries. We're looking at a couple of different things, and I know you and Derek are working together to try to assimilate whether or not there's another product out there that we might be able to use. We developed our first product in 2012. It was something that Taylor and I developed. It was something called Vote Stand. So I was running Newt Gingrich's Super PAC at the time. And when he got out, we ended up with a little bit of extra money. And so we took some of the extra money and built it was very plain, very simple. Really didn't mean a lot, but it was, think of a sort of Instagram for election integrity. And this was in 2012. I met Catherine a couple of years later. She thought it was a good idea. We took it, we updated it and pushed it back out in 2014 and then back out again in 2016. Never went back to it again, but the tech has certainly grown since the 2012 builds and even the 2016 builds. But what are the most important parts of the tech that we need to get in your hands to ensure that we get adequate prompt reporting of these problems?
Yeah, I think the most important for us to be able to make really clear pictures, be able to identify, we can have cameras and we can have video, which is, thank God. So being able to zoom in and capture pictures and then be able to immediately upload to your Fusion Center in real time. And then, who are we reporting that to? We're getting that to you. And then where does it go from there? How does that information then get utilized so that we real time are able to get something done about this? Clear pictures is so important. Like what you said about the video cameras, so muddy or so far away or so pixelated or not pointing at the boxes, these people, again, don't want to be doxxed. They want to be found out. I think that it's going to be really important to have clear picture and real time notifying you. And then also being able to protect, which, we probably wanted to sauce on how that's happening, right? We will, but keeping our people safe.
Well, one of the, you make a great point. I mean, once we get the data, the Fusion Center, what we're going to be doing is establishing a workflow that allows us to fuse everything together. So reports that we're getting from you, maybe our geo tracking, pushing those things together in real time or near real time, bucketing them, doing the analysis on them, and then disseminated it in the form of handoffs to many of these sheriffs that Catherine and her team have put together with protectamerica.vote. And being able to hand off a completed package to a sheriff while something's happening or during the voting rather than 2 years later, as we're working on now, is critically important. And so we see what you and your team are doing, along with the technology and our ability to gather other types of intelligence, in this case, geointelligence, push all that together, maybe add into it a little open source intelligence where if we can find who some of these people were, maybe where did they come from? Where are they getting these ballots from? You know, how do we actually, you know, push all of those together is a little bit of our secret sauce. But the ability to do it in real time or near real time, hand it off to those sheriffs, is an end-to-end process that, to my knowledge, has never been done before in elections. And I think that True the Vote, your group, my group, and all the other people that are coming on board, along with ProtectAmerica.vote, this is the greatest opportunity for us to catch the cheaters in real time, maybe that's ever existed. So we're excited about it. I mean, how are the people that are coming in and signing up for you, can you sort of give me, I don't want to profile, obviously, but who are these people? What are they, just regular folks that just want to, like you and me and you and others that just want to help, or what's their motivation?
You know what, Greg, I have every different demographic coming in. It's beautiful. I mean, the ones that are like 20 something, I like look at them sideways, but then I find out they're with like Turning Point USA or something and just love this country. And they've been raised right. I would say most of the folks are, you know, middle age, and have lived a life of freedom and understand what's at stake. You know, Main Street USA. I've got everybody from, you know, Main Street USA to, I've got coming in, got people who are, you know, executive admin people for senators. You know, so it runs the gamut of people who are saying this is valid. We've got to do something. And they're bringing their people. You know, I've had a conversation with Marley in New York, and she's bringing me her list. I mean, what's really fun is watching people with really large saying, hey, let's connect my group with yours. We need all the help we can get. And people seeing the viability of this was really powerful.
I think that's one of the brilliance that came from the pit. And while we intended some of this, there's no way we ever could have anticipated some of the, what I think Meg and others are calling sort of the miracles of the pit. And you think about those, and I talked to Jeff about this yesterday, but if you contemplate where we were just a month ago, sort of as a movement, we were all very bifurcated. There was a lot of people kind of going in some different directions. We were building out our fusion center. We already had a data center, but we knew we needed to create better means for ingestion and acquisition of the data, a much stronger team for analysis, and then find new ways to disseminate this information, as well as exploiting it. How are we going to use, like if I learned something that's happening in California and we need to turn that and action that in somewhere like Florida, how do we do that? Right. So all of those were in some ways kind of open questions. And as we began to get closer and closer and closer to early voting, it was a little bit daunting to think, how are we going to do this? Post the pit, groups like yours and others, Catherine's amped up her research team by a factor of like 30. I mean, we have more people doing more good work, both inside, near the Fusion Center. I think she has more than 800 sheriffs now that have come on board onto ProtectAmerica.vote along with Sheriff Lamb. Your group, you've got 1,500 people that you're bringing together. You're connecting with different. And the web of connection, and I think the way we've begun to think about this is like a giant tribe here. Right. I mean, our tribe has grown exponentially in these last 4 weeks since the pit. And I don't know how you see it. And I've talked to many, many, many people who came to the pit, some who just watched it on television or on RSBN that are, you know, just wanting to participate and be involved. And man, I don't know. I'm not sure what it was about it. Or just the timing or the group of people or the ability to really do what we did and how we did it. It's amazing. I mean, I just to have been part of that to me is one of the most important Patriot events. And I know there's gobs of events around, and you know, it's probably a bit of hyperbole on my part, but but Mel, I've never participated in anything that had more meaningful outcomes than this thing did. Maybe in years. I can't remember the last time.
I just being invited to it, I was kind of like, why am I why do I get to be in the room? But I get to be in the room, and it was overwhelming in such a beautiful way, just to connect with all the people that you and Catherine put together. And I can't thank you enough. The richness, like what you're saying that came out of it, you know, this is not hyperbole. It's more powerful than even what you're stating, and the connections that have been made, and, you know, it really transcends, pretty much every other event, probably for a lot of space around this time. It definitely opened new doors for a lot of us to walk through that never would have been opened in this space. So thank you for you and Catherine both for your obedience, just being guided. We all guided by us and leading. So thank you for stepping into that and inviting us. And the relationships truly are what make us a posse, what make us a tribe. It's not just, you know, being digital warriors, which there's so much value to that, but it's like so two-dimensional. Now we're like five-dimensional as a family. We're becoming family, and we want to protect each other on a whole new level. And I've gotten to meet, Greg, this is a really cool thing too. I've gotten to meet some of the people in different states. I've got to meet some of my box watchers in Arizona and in California. And just meeting them makes it so much richer. And I just want to go hold them, defend them, and be there with them. And there's something truly powerful about what happened at the pit and all the things that are coming out of it.
Well, Melody, thank you so much for joining us today. I think what I'd like to do, if it's okay with you, as we move into the election, let's come up with a way to give regular updates to everyone, bring you back on. You and I can talk about some of the things that are going. Maybe we'll pair you up with some of the analysts and really start thinking, you know, how do we, now that we've got these reports coming in, let people actually watch this and watch these connections and watch the analysis and the data coming and the intelligence actually coming together. And then how do we push it back out? So I look forward to having you back on the show. And I just want to say for those of you who can't quite see Mel's shirt, she is wearing the Patriot Game shirt that, Pepe Deluxe handed out to everybody. And thanks so much for doing that, Pep. She's wearing the Patriot Game shirt, and I think we're starting to figure out some ways to let some of the artists and memesters that are out there that are doing such great work to be able to market this kind of stuff to our audience and the rest of the Patriot audience. But with that, Melody, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you soon. We'll have you back on the show, and God bless you and all the work that you're doing.
God bless y'all. Thanks for having me, Greg.
So happy that Melody joined us today, folks. It's so important that we recognize that it's not enough just to vote this time. You have to vote and you have to work. People like Melody have stepped up into this void. And in the last few months, as you heard, she's built a team of 1,500 people to get eyes on these drop boxes. She's going to be coordinating the collection of the video, of the pictures, and of the reports that are coming from these drop boxes, and she's going to be reporting that directly into our Fusion Center. We'll take it, we'll analyze it, and we'll disseminate the data. But she is a strong force, and I think we could all learn a lot of lessons from Melody and her strength of character and her position on how to support the Patriot movement. So with that, thank you so much for joining Patriot Games. We'll see you next week.
Patriot Games.
PatriotGames.com.
Now, back to your host, Greg Phillips.
when we started Patriot Games, we had absolutely no idea how we were going to be able to put this together. And Taylor, our executive producer, and all of us just kind of jumped in and started putting together equipment and started putting together the pieces that ultimately became this. I'm so grateful for the people that have signed up to support us on Patreon. And it's really sort of gratifying and humbling a little bit. When we first started this and then launched that first episode of the Prelude, we didn't even really know what to think. We just kind of stuck it up there. We stuck a camera up there. I don't even think we had all our lights lit. We had all manner of stuff going wrong. For those of you that have chosen to support us through Patreon, I can't thank you enough. We're going to get you some interesting information. We're going to give you a list of some of the episodes that are upcoming and let you have an early look at that. And we'll continue to provide you with new and interesting information. Appreciate y'all so much. Please, if you're so inclined, support us on Patreon. It'll help us continue to make this program better for everybody. I can't thank my friends at Warpath Coffee enough. My friend Tage Gill started Warpath Coffee after being a Navy SEAL, and he sent it to me and declared at that point that this was the best coffee that he had ever tasted. And I 100% agree. Warpath Coffee is the best coffee on the market today. The difference is how they do their roasting. So many of these roasters, especially for the big chains like the Starbucks and all these people, they burn the beans. And so in burning the beans, you have to have extra things put in it so that they can make their lattes and all the different things that they need. So you need milk and you need all these things to even it out because the beans were burned. Tage and his roasters figured out a way to roast the beans without burning the beans. And in that creation of that caramelization, it really softens the drink so that you can drink Warpath Coffee black. I drink it black. It's keto friendly. And you don't have to add all the sugars and, you know, all the nonsense that folks put into coffee these days. But Warpath Coffee is the best coffee that I've ever had. Please go to warpath.coffee, order from Tage today, and I promise you won't regret it. We at Patriot Games are super excited about a new sponsor. When we first got into 2000 Mules and bought all of that geo data and really began to dig into it, the one thing we recognized, of course, was that there's a lot of citizens out there that aren't doing anything wrong, but people are still tracking them. And these cell phones and the trackers that are in these apps, in spite of what the media seems to have you believe that it can't be done and it's just wrong and you can't tell which side of the street people are on, all of that is false. There are very few technologies out there that can actually protect you. We at Patriot Games have partnered with a company called Stratus X. Stratus is developing a technology that is going to allow you to sign into a hotspot to ensure that your ad keys, that your IMEIs, that your maids are not trackable by the bad guys, by the big tech companies. And we look forward to this partnership with Stratus X. We're going to get the guys from Stratus X on the show and talk a little bit about how can you protect yourself and your family and your coworkers using the tools that Stratus X is developing. So thank you again to the great folks at Stratus X, and we look forward to the next big steps in trying to protect our listeners and everybody else.
You've been listening to Patriot Games. Privacy is a thing of the past. No matter where you are, you're being watched. No one is off the grid. The intelligence community has access to technology that most Americans can't even imagine. And this show is here to expose all of it. For more info, to contact, and to stay up to date, visit the website at patriotgames.com. Until next time, keep your eyes open.